Oh, Chaim, I'm so happy that you're back. Yom Kippur was great over here, and now it's the next day and you're back. It's just wonderful. How did everything go? How did the Mafti Yoinah go?
Well, to tell you the truth, Zelda, I never ended up getting Mafti Yoinah.
You never ended what? You never ended up getting what?
Yes, Zelda, I never ended up getting the Mafti Yoinah, because when I came into shul, I met someone, and as we were talking, it came out that the Rebbe told me and the Rebbe told him, and I wasn't sure how he would respond, and I figured that it's best not to get into an argument and just to give in, because it's so important not to fight. And so I was mevater, and he didn't even maybe realize that I was being mevater, but I just did it in a quiet way, and I left the shul and I davened somewhere else, so I shouldn't have to fight or I shouldn't have to turn into an argument. So I figured that it was the right thing to be mevater.
Wow, my husband, I'm so proud of you that you are mevater, even though it meant so much to both of us. If I was there, I would have told you to do just that, to leave and to be mevater. It's unbelievable. You know what you did? You know what it reminds me of?
Yes, what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of sometimes, let's say someone has to daven at the yamid, le'aleinu, if someone's an aval and he has or he has yahrzeit, and he goes up to the davening and someone else says, "No, it's my amid." I've heard these stories from my father and from other people, and they argue back and forth. "No, it's my amid. No, it's my turn. It's my amid." And really, they're davening there to make a Kiddush Hashem, and their tefillah should be in the schus of their parent or their person that they're saying Kaddish for. And meanwhile, they're fighting over it, and they're not being mevater. And that could be is even worse for the neshama of who they're saying Kaddish for. So the whole point is missed over there.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And Baruch Hashem, this is similar to that. And Baruch Hashem, I had, the strength to be mevater, and I think, Zelda, in that zechus, everything is going to turn out very well.
And they were starting to get ready for Sukkot, because Sukkot was just around the corner. And they put up their sukkah, and they were cooking and cleaning, and everything was going very well. And after having a beautiful Yom Tov in Vilednik, where Chaim lived, he decided that on Chol HaMoed he is going to go back to Sokolov, because he liked the Rebbe so much, so he wanted to visit him. After all, it is a mitzvah to go visit a Rebbe on Yom Tov. So, since he felt he had a big shaychus with the Rebbe already, because he was by him for Yom Kippur, at least for part of it, and he went to him for a bracha, and he knew, the Rebbe knew his great uncle, so he decided that he would go visit the Rebbe on Chol HaMoed. So, for the third time, Chaim made his way to Sokolov to visit the Rebbe.
Oh, it's you again, Chaim. The Rebbe actually is not doing anything right now. Meaning, of course, he's doing something, but he's not talking to anyone right now in the room. You came at a perfect time. Everyone is still in the middle of davening and eating in the sukkah, but the Rebbe is all prepared to have you. How do you know when to come?
I don't know, but Baruch Hashem, I had siyata d'shmaya. Hashem helped me come the right time that I wouldn't have to wait. Okay, can I go into the Rebbe now to say hello and a good mayid?
Of course. Please just let yourself in. And just knock before you go in.
Okay, thank you, Gabbai.
Ah, who's there?
Oh, Rebbe, it's Chaim. Can I come in?
Oh, of course. Oh, Chaim! I wasn't sure which Chaim it was. Oh, Chaim!
I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, I just remembered. What happened on Yom Kippur? How come you didn't come on Yom Kippur? By Shachris and Minche, I told you you should come. Oh, Rebbe, the truth is, I did come.
You did come? Well, if you did come, how come you didn't get Maftiyoyne? If you would have been there, I would have given you Maftiyoyne like I told you.
Well, Rebbe, what happened was when I came in, I met someone that I knew, and he told me that he also at least thought, or maybe he had Maftiyoyne, because maybe the Rebbe told him and me, maybe the Rebbe forgot that he gave it to me, or maybe the Rebbe had a cheshbon, but I didn't want to fight over it. And if I would have stayed for Shachris and Mincha, and I would have stayed the whole day, when it came to Maftiyoyne, the Rebbe would have gave me Maftiyoyne, and this person maybe would have fought back, and I would have fought back. So in order to avoid all machlekes, I decided to be mevater on the spot, and to let him, Shmuel, have Maftiyoyne, and I would daven in a different shul, in order to avoid a machlekes, and especially because I know how important it is to be mevater, to give in when two people are fighting, not to, I want it, you want it. No, don't fight. Always give in to the other person.
Wow, Chaim, this is beautiful. Very nice. I'm so proud of you. Mamish, mamish at tzaddik. You're willing to give up the greatest segula of Maftiyoyne just to be mevater and not to have a machloikis or an argument with someone else. This is beautiful. And Chaim, I want to tell you something.
Yes, Rebbe, what is it?
Chaim, I guarantee you that the zechus of being mevater and not making a machloikis or not causing a fight